into What's the Topic with DJ Nesh, only on XFM.
Welcome back, every single person who has been listening to What's the Topic, and you guys are so amazing. Yeah, I hope you guys are good. I hope you guys are keeping it real. Yeah, I know. In fact, you guys, you know, you're always safe, you're always making sure that you're good and all the stuff. And from my side, your boy DJ Nesh, yeah, I'm good, aka Fearless Eagle. I love birds, yay. I love birds. So yeah, for the loyal listeners, you guys know that I love birds, and I've been telling you guys about birds. When I was young, I used to, you know, play around with birds and all the stuff. Okay, I had lack of knowledge, so this other day I actually kind of tortured a bird. Yes, but not torture it to kill it. I tortured it to faint so that I can keep it. So yeah, it was very interesting. So when it fainted, I took it and then I went with it, and then as time was gone, you know, as time went on, there was a huge amount of noise that happened where the bird was, and then eventually it woke up in my hands. I was like, what? Okay, this bird, I thought it was dead. It's not dead. It woke up. Okay. Yeah. So that is just an experience that I've had, you know, in the past. And that was when I think I was like 9, 10, somewhere there. Yeah, 11, you know. But yeah, I actually love birds. And birds, yeah, they're awesome, eh? The fact that they fly, that's awesome. Because one day I wanna fly and go high up to the sky. Yeah, just hitting a note for you guys. Yeah, so I hope you guys are amazing. You're good, you're awesome. You safe, walking in one piece. I hope that's you guys right there. And something that I want to say is today's topic is going to be very interesting, because we're going to deal with some stuff that are actually a reality to other people, you know. And it's going to be really awesome and amazing and challenging at the same time. So if you actually choose to apply what you're going to hear from this show, it's going to change your life. So don't be in a position where you're like, here we go again, doing this. I don't even wanna apply it. Nah, don't be in that position. Instead, apply it, learn, yeah, and it's gonna change your life. So today's topic, as you saw, a warning to those who know, an invitation to those who don't. Yeah, that's the topic. So we're gonna get into it. But you know, before we get into it, we always go for a new session, then we give you a music session, and then we get into the topic itself. So right now what we're gonna do is we're gonna go for a break, and then we're gonna come back for the news. See ya.
Jesus will stay.
The exceptional new act of worship album, As Above So Below, is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes.
Christ is all I need. He is my victory. The resurrection is what we live for. Restoring people back to miracles unfolding, magnificent.
Also available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
Go on, get ready for the good news, the coming of the kingdom of God. Celebrating Jesus' victory when he gave his life on the cross. We won't be keeping the word to ourselves, stepping out of the familiar, stepping forward into the unknown, guided by the Holy Spirit. Spreading all the word like a wildfire, stirring up the hearts of believers. We proclaim the gospel, your gospel.
A wildfire, spreading your word like a wildfire. You are
So we back for the news session. Yeah, guys, you can actually take notes in the news. And something that's going to be interesting is for the first time in the news, there's going to be a challenge, you know. So, yeah, you better take note and actually respond in the news. So, first up on the news headline is concerning Jennifer Aniston. So, Jennifer Aniston, for those who don't know, she actually got divorced. So she was married, she used to be married, and then she got divorced. But now she's actually saying that she doesn't feel any burden for the fact that she's divorced. Now, something that I want to say, that is a lie. There is a lie under the sun. There is no person under the sun that gets divorced and feels no burden. No. In fact, all of us have experienced rejection in our life of different forms. Yes, whether it's not, it might not be divorce, you know. Whether it's not people saying that you're ugly, stuff like that. You know, even those negative comments, they're actually rejection on its own level. So something that I can say is all of us have experienced rejection in any form, you know. And right there, with that rejection in your heart, you have to sort it out. Same thing with divorce. Divorce itself is a rejection. Now, right there, it doesn't matter whether it's the wife or the husband that caused the divorce, but the fact that the divorce is there, there is rejection right there that you feel, and it's a burden right there. The feeling of I've been rejected is a burden. So that burden that she's saying that she's not feeling, I dispute that and I refuse to accept it, because right there she experienced rejection and the burden is there, whether she ignores it or not. So you can ignore the fact that you are divorced and the pain is there. That doesn't stop the fact that the pain is there. In fact, doesn't change the fact that the pain is there. So whether you like it or not, the pain is there and the burden is there. Whether you choose to see it or not see it, you can choose not to see it, but it still doesn't change the fact that it's there. So that's Jennifer Aniston right there. And yeah, that's what she's saying. Second headline on the news is basically concerning to our health. Now, I didn't know this, and it's actually interesting. I know lack of it, it's a problem, but I didn't know too much of it is also a problem. So it's concerning our health. Now, what is it specifically? I know you guys are like, okay, yes, yes, we know it's concerning our health, but what is it? So it's sleep. I didn't know this, man. So the health reporters have actually identified that too much sleep is actually a risk. I didn't know that, man. I was like, okay, well, I know, yeah. You get less hours of sleep, your system is going to now take over and actually kick in and then show you fire. And then here you are now in a position where because you didn't sleep enough, your system is now responding in a way where you don't like the way it's responding. So in other words, it's now fighting back against you because it sees you as a threat to the body. So it's like, okay, you don't want to sleep, so I'm going to take over and I'm going to force you to sleep. So I know, yeah, lack of sleep, yeah, it's a problem right there. There's a health risk concerning that. But now, too much sleep, I didn't know that was a problem. And yep, the health reporters have actually identified that too much sleep is a problem. So they've proven when you sleep too much, yeah, there's health and risks and problems and all of this stuff. So just take notes, man. Stick to your 8 hours, 6 hours, yeah, 4 hours. It sounds good, but stick to 8 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours, you know, in between there, and you all sorted. So that is second headline. There is the second headline. Forgive me for saying that is second headline. You know, on the Dave and Ash show before, we used to have our own dictionary. Even on What's the Topic, I got the dictionary, and I still make, yeah, sentences, phrases, and all those stuff. So right there, that is going into the What's the Topic dictionary. Phrases. Ha 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 ha. It's awesome. Now, there's the challenge for those who have been waiting for the challenge in the news. So, basically, the challenge is concerning your favorite Christmas candy. Now, yeah, if you go check in the news, there's actually topics, you know, where people are actually commenting their favorite candy, they sharing videos and all those stuff. So that is what's actually happening around at the moment, and the challenge is the same, you know, basically with you guys. What is your favorite Christmas candy? Come on, like, post it. Yeah, show us the picture, show us the video, you know, whatever it takes for us to know, do it, so that we may know. So what is your favorite Christmas candy? Yeah, I know I got a favorite Christmas candy, but I won't tell you unless you send yours so that I can read it, and I'll tell you in a response on comments or videos or whatever it is that you're gonna use. So yeah, that is the challenge right there. And then last headline in the news. Yeah, now this one, I don't know, hey, I really don't know how to respond to this one. But yeah, I'll try my best. Don't judge. Yes, don't judge me. Don't judge me. I'm also human like you guys. But this is what the headline is, basically. Inner Garten. So Inner Garten and Jennifer Garner, they actually hit up In and Out from an ordering. Yes, from an ordering. Something that is so interesting. So basically, yeah, what happened is they actually went and had a moment of hanging out together. You know, they hanged out together at the burger shop. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, for those who didn't know, that's what they did. So, and yeah, you know, paparazzi and all those stuff, cameras all over because you're famous and all those things. Yeah, so the cameras are all over them, and the reason why they were all over them is because they were hanging out. So in my head, I'm like, what the heck is going on here? Like, come on, guys, can't people just hang out and, you know, eat something decent and all those stuff? So they actually went as far as finding out what did they go to do there, what did they order, their specific food. And yeah, basically they went there to order their burgers. So as they actually commented and mentioned, they said that they went there to order their burgers animal style, which when I looked at it, the pictures and everything, I actually saw there was like vegetables in there, you know those healthy burgers, eh? Yo, those healthy ones, the ones that you can say, yeah, this person gyms. Yo, this person gyms. Yeah, you get those ones that eat the meat and yeah, all those stuff. Nah, and then you get the vegetable ones, you know, those healthy vegetables, tomatoes and all those things. Yeah, that's what they did. They did not have any meat in their burgers. So that was interesting. And yeah, the paparazzi part is still the one that shocked me. I'm like, what? So if I was famous, I'm going to McDonald's to buy a burger, you're gonna be all over my face with cameras? That is interesting. And then yeah, there was just another story that I actually got exposed to, and I was like, what? There's a lady that actually is a diver, so she was like diving and actually looking at the sea and all the stuff, and then a whale went and approached her, and this whale did not want to leave her alone. And she was right there wondering what is going on with this whale. I thought it was going to pass me, but now it's stuck with me. Yeah, it's busy tossing me around, throwing me out of the water and all those stuff. So yeah, that experience right there was scary for her. She was filled with fear, even though she doesn't actually have fear for whales and those animals in the fish. But this situation, she actually had fear because she didn't know what was going on and why was this whale following her. So stuff like that. Yeah, guys, gotta watch out if you're a diver. Just know what's happening and make sure you do research, you know, and stuff like that. So guys, hope you took notes and hope you're gonna apply some stuff from the news and the challenge. Respond, because I want to also respond to it. Yeah, so I'll see you guys after this.
Now you be the sun, now you be the light, check out. And you carry justice for body, check out. Now in the sun or in the night, check out. Come on, boy, I toss out the summary, check out. Now you be the sun, now you be the light, check out. And you carry justice for body, check out. Now in the sun or in the night, check out. Come on, boy, I toss out the summary, check out. With a new sound to show you I keep it 100, 100. Ooh, this little light of mine, the sun is God-given, I'ma let it shine. Said I can't understand, so they asking why. I'm young and I'm saved and of course I'm fly. What? Sigh. Join hands with a vegan king. The flame never dies, I've been burning since. I bring light to the world, Thomas Edison. And I've been choosing by God to be running thin. Sigh. I go shiny, your gyre. I'm your mommy, so bright to your gyre. I be light of the world to your gyre. And everywhere I go, you must clear your gyre.
Benny, I'm waiting on today. What it on,
Now you be the sun, now you be the light, check out. And you carry just for body, check out. Now in the sun or in the night, check out. Come boy, I toss out the summary, check out. Now you be the sun, now you be the light, check out. And you carry just for body, check out. Now in the sun or in the night, check out. Come boy, I toss out the summary, check out.
Wait though. It's like you don't know my father. You don't know the reason I call him Jehovah. I'm gonna chamber the Lion of Judah. He's living in me. It's like you don't know my power. You want to play with God, I be. You want to try your luck, I be. And do your winchy winchy, I be. You're feeling like Superman, I be.
You wouldn't see till it hits ya. Glory of God comes true, demolition. Go tell the bad man, I say me no fear ya. Cause this one, I trust for it, come with the fire. Ha! Shiny your gyre, are your mommy so bright to your gyre? I be light of the world to your gyre, and everywhere I go, demons clear your gyre.
I see bop 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 bop. But when you are waiting on today, what it on, 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 on.
Now you be the sun, now you be the light, check out. And you carry just for body, check out. Now in the sun or in the night, check out. Oh, I toss out the summary, check out. Now you be the sun, now you be the light, check out. And you carry just for body, check out. Now in the sun or in the night, check out. Oh, I toss out the summary, check out.
Groovy, groovy.
Oh my God, it's a little bit easy, it's a little bit.
Check out.
It's a bit you want that we kill.
The common Western civilized definition of safety, I think, is an absolute illusion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why you scared? Why you scared? Why you scared?
Why you scared? Really big God, really big things. Really big God, really big things. Why you scared? Why you scared? Why you scared? Why you scared? Really big God, really big things. Really big God, really big things. Why you scared?
I need someone to look at my relationship with God. It doesn't seem to be working. It seems to be kind of, I don't know, out of sync. Something's wrong. Only to discover you following Jesus was never meant for the beaten path.
Or if you said, please get up on my way. I like real homie corn. I feel a type of way. And if you all comfortable, he ain't gotta stay. Plus, she ain't bring your boy. He ain't ready for this way. Level, level up, he ain't ready for this stage. Call me, tie me up, let me trapped in a cage. Where they can't hold me down, I like puff, I like me. I will be, we the bread, yeah, yeah, we on the way.
The goal is not comfortable
we
retirement. The goal is to live life
we
a
on
mission,
the way.
Following Jesus and sharing
we
his story of forgiveness and love.
We on the way.
Why you scared? Why you scared? Why you scared? Why you scared? Really big God, really big things. Really big God, really big things. Why you scared?
So getting into it, this is a session where we speak about music and it's only music, you know, music alone, yeah. Doing this, yes, how we supposed to do it. Huh. So guys, yeah, like I said, music, music, music. Music, 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 and I'll always say music actually speaks to your soul. Music speaks to your inner man. And something that's interesting is the message that comes from the song is important. So two things involved, the message and the artist. So you gotta look at those two things. Make sure that you, yeah, you examine the music that you're listening to in terms of content. Yeah, what type of story is it? What is going on in their lyrics? What is the main objective of their lyrics? And what are they speaking about? You know, gotta examine stuff like that. And then the second thing is basically the type of lifestyle that they're living. What type of a person is this person that's rapping, singing, whatever the situation? Are they a Christian? What do they do? You know, stuff like that. So you gotta examine all of those stuff. You know, don't just take a song and say, wow, it sounds so nice, I'm gonna listen to it and all that stuff. No, find out the content, the story behind it, and the reason why that song was made. Because a lot of people that are in the secular world, you know, they make songs to deceive people and lead them astray. Yep, yep, reality, eh? Some of you didn't know, now you know. So that is the reality of what's happening around us in the music industry. So guys, make sure that you're listening to the music that is right for your ears, soul, mind, yeah, spirit, whatever you mention it. So make sure. Gotta make sure. And we're gonna give you something that's awesome, you know, tracks, and then get into a jingle. We're gonna come back after that for the amazing topic itself. See ya.
Ready to move. Yes, sir. Hold up, I'm back to boasting these tracks, like I'm mad at a mic, back slap mics. Never mind the fact, I never left, I'm hyped, listen up right. You ain't gotta ask me twice, I'm here to brag on him like I'm known for. While folks know, I'ma go for it. My God ain't no folklore, cause he real Now to the topic at hand, I know the designer, he's higher than pilots who fly up in clouds, he designed with his hand. I'm breaking the tail, this life is a flash in a pan. How I'ma retire when we need a crier to tell us to rise up and stand. Check your plans. My dude, that grave ain't your home. Cause you been underground way too long. 6 feet with a day, don't get stoned. All they say, that boy gone. Come on, don't you wanna go home? Don't you wanna be more than a clone? Do you know that you're nothing alone? We all ride on the wrong side. Beating our chest in the wrong guy. We don't need God. May not say it with our mouths, but we do with our whole lives. Go live. He the most high, no close by. We all die. John 5, 28, 29. The judge is here. All right.
So getting into the topic itself, an invitation to those who know, a warning to those. Okay, basically, I turned it around. So, you know, on What's the Topic, there's the forgiveness period also. Yes. So an invitation to those who don't know, a warning to those who do know. That's the topic. The topic is basically a warning to those who know, an invitation to those who don't know. That's the topic. So if you do know, this is a warning to you. If you don't know, this is an invitation to you. Now, you're probably wondering, okay, what is a warning to me and what is an invitation to me? Yes, what is it? What is it? I want to understand what's going on. Now, before I even get into it, I want to actually tell you guys a story, eh? And you'll actually love the story. You know, it started off when I was actually young, you know, a toddler and all this stuff. Yes, 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 yeah. So I'm going to actually start off with that, you know. And also, when we get into the topic itself, I want you guys to actually understand that if you do know and have knowledge of what I'm going to speak about, this is a warning to you. If you don't know, then you have to understand that it's an invitation. So starting off, you know, when I was a toddler, something that was very interesting is my mother used to actually warn me about playing around, you know, with electrical plugs. And if I still didn't listen, yo, I would get a hiding of a lifetime. And you know, like when you're still a toddler, two smacks is just enough, you know. It feels like being in prison and all those stuff. So yeah, that was me right there, not as a toddler, but yeah, get hidings and all those stuff. And it was very interesting growing up, you know, with my mom and my dad and all those things. And something that's interesting is one day my mom left, you know, she left, and then she obviously left me with my father. And the stuff that she used to warn me about and give me hidings for is actually the stuff that I went to when she left. And yeah, you know, basically when she left me with my father, to me it meant party time. Like, wow, as a toddler, yeah, we also get party times as toddlers, you know, where things are like, yay, you can play around with anything as a toddler. Yeah, I think that's how they all feel, you know. Because when I look at them, they like have their own time where they have no problems and all those stuff, you know. Yeah, but basically, yeah, party time for me. And my dad, you know, would actually leave me to play around the whole house as long as I wasn't giving him a tough time. So as a toddler, you know, you also give your parents tough times. So there was my father right there. He's like, okay, you can do whatever you want as long as you don't give me a tough time, I'm cool. And now that was the problem, you know. That was the problem, because he left me to play around with the plugs. Yes, that's what my mom used to smack me for, playing around with the plugs. And yeah, me, I wouldn't listen, get the hiding, and then I wouldn't do it. But on this day, I went to play with the plugs, the same plugs that I was getting a smack for. And on that specific day, I found out the consequences of not listening to my loving mother and her warnings. You know, she gave me a warning, but I wasn't listening to her warning. So I got the consequences of her love, you know, her hidings, loving hidings, get loving hidings. So on that day, I got electrocuted on my right thumb, and it was very simple, you know, a very simple warning to follow. But no, I did not follow. And because of me not following, a huge consequence came upon me, you know. Yes, I still got the mark, you know, right now as I'm speaking. There's that mark on my right thumb that shows, yeah, this guy was electrocuted. Yeah, so that is basically, you know, when I was growing up and all the stuff. Yeah, had some interesting specific memories and all the stuff. But now, the topic itself, you know, like getting into the topic itself, a warning to those who know, an invitation to those who don't know. Something that I would love to start off with is basically a warning, you know, to those who do know, and also give an invitation to those who don't know. And something that I can say is I believe that every single person that is listening to this has one thing in common. You know, regardless of what age you are, we all have one thing in common, and that thing is experience. Even a toddler has experience, man. I had experience of shocking myself in that plug. And guess what? I never went back to a plug and play and put my finger in there again, because I experienced it. Now, experience is one thing that we all have in common. And the difference is just some people are on a higher rank, you know, when it comes to experience, and others are on a lower rank. And something that's interesting is every single warning we get in life comes with consequences. If we don't decide to ignore, you know, yeah, they give you a warning and then you like, ah, me, I'm gonna ignore this warning. Guess what's gonna happen? Some people get fired because they ignore the warning. So there's the boss giving you a warning, and then you think, ah, this warning is nonsense. And then guess what? You get fired for ignoring a warning. You know, some people listening to this, they're actually experiencing the same thing. They're in that situation. So if you got that situation coming your way, at least now you know how to avoid it. And at the same time, you got others that actually fail school because they ignore a warning. They got a warning, but they ignored it. And guess what? Because of ignoring that warning, they failed school. Yo, now that's bad, eh? That's bad. And it doesn't just stop there, you know? It doesn't just stop there. It actually goes to the other side. Now, if you go to the other side, you get people that lose leadership positions because they decided to ignore a warning. Now, that's actually reality. And something that I would love to say is it's time to actually wake up. It's time to wake up. And I'd also love to, you know, back it up with, you know, biblical verses. Yes, yeah, the Bible has something to say about that. Yeah, Bible has to say something about that. Now, this is why it's a warning. Now, listen to this. Romans chapter 9, verse 27 to 29. This is what it says. And Isaiah exclaimed about Israel. Even, okay, let me write. Not write. I already wrote my notes, you know, and all the stuff. So guys, you write your notes, but let me start all over so that you can get it. And I'm gonna go slow. So Romans chapter 9, verse 27 to 29. This is what it says. And Isaiah exclaimed about Israel, even if the people of Israel are as many as the grains of the sands by the sea, yet only a few of them will be saved. For the Lord will quickly settle his full account with the world. It is as Isaiah had said before. If the Lord Almighty had not left us some descendants, we would have become like Sodom. We would have become like Gomorrah. So, if you don't know Sodom and Gomorrah, yeah, it's basically interesting. Yeah, it was one of those amazing cities, but yeah, the moral of the people in the city, it wasn't good. So Sodom and Gomorrah was actually a city that was destroyed back in the Old Testament when it comes to the Word of God. And let's actually take a journey back to Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, I want you to actually activate your imagination as you are listening to this show, you know. Now, this is what I want you to see. I want you to start picturing a place where sin itself is normal. A place where sin is the number one law that governs the country. You find men sleeping around with other men, same time with, yeah, you know, you got women sleeping around with other women. And something that's interesting, I want you to picture that fathers are actually willing to give up their daughters to be raped by strangers. I want you to picture that type of city, you know. It's probably one of the most horrifying places to actually live in. And the reality is, that's how Sodom and Gomorrah was. Yep. And that is basically why it was destroyed. That's why God got angry and then he actually destroyed it. So yeah, there was a time, period of time, and then it got worse. And then God was like, nah, I'm going to destroy this city. Yes. I've given them time to actually change, but they're not changing. So what am I going to do? I'm going to destroy this city. They're all going. They are all gone. Yep, consider them gone. Yeah. So that is actually what happened. Now, Sodom and Gomorrah was actually like this. And something that's interesting is it could have been one of the most beautiful or attractive cities to ever be in. But the sad part is that God destroyed it because of the ungodly lifestyle and morals that the people had in the city. Yeah, the type of lifestyle that they live by. But this interesting stuff that is happening, not interesting as in a good interesting, I'm talking about bad interesting here. Because yeah, you know, you guys, yeah, I'm still speaking the same way I would speak. You know, when I say interesting, there's the good interesting and the bad interesting. So gotta know which one I'm talking about. I'm on the page of the bad interesting. So this is the type of city that Sodom and Gomorrah was. Now, something that I want you to understand is, now take Sodom and Gomorrah and start imagining that it was a person's life. Yep, it was someone's life. And taking it a close step ahead into your home imagination. Imagine it was your own life. Yep. Imagine Sodom and Gomorrah was actually your own life. Now, the reality is, there are people that are out there and they are actually living this type of life, you know. They're living this type of life. And it's actually dangerous, you know. It's actually, yeah, it's sad, it's, but at the same time it's a reality. And with this type of life that they're actually living, and some of them, when you look at their lives, it's bad. And scary enough, they're actually part of church. Yes, they call themselves Christians as well. You got Christians that live that, yeah, that type of life, and they like that. Yep, they actually like that. Now, that is why you're listening to this show. That is why you got this podcast. That's why I actually chose to speak on this topic. Yep, this topic is actually here because of that type of reason, you know, because of that type of situation, because of this type of people, you know. If you're in a position where, yeah, this is basically you, you know, as I'm speaking, you're like, yeah, hey, 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 this is me. Now, I'm here to actually let you know that the Lord is warning you and he is asking you to make a decision today. Yep. That's why it's a warning to those who know and an invitation to those who don't know. So, if you knew, it's a warning to you. If you did not know, then from today going on forward, know that it's an invitation. You can accept it. You can not accept it. The choice is yours. So basically what I'm saying is, I'm aware that people listening to this, some are going to do it. You know, they're going to respond to the warning that God is actually giving them. Others are not going to respond to the warning. They'll be like, ah, stuff you, man. Ah, come on, Nash. I am not going to apply this into my life. You can look for someone else to do it, not me. Now, you'll get people like that. Now, to those who know about God, and they actually know about what God wants them to do, you know, the difference between wrong and good. Yes, wrong and right. According to God's standard, not according to your own standard, according to God's standard. I would love to actually let you know. Consider this as a warning from God. and actually examine your life and see if there's any sign of ungodliness. Because if there is, make sure that you sort it out before the end. Yeah, just like Sodom and Gomorrah actually gets. Yeah, you know the way Sodom and Gomorrah got destroyed. And yeah, in your case, you'll be in a position where you get destroyed and you spend eternity in the lake of fire. So examine that you don't end up in a situation like that, you know. And yeah, I've discovered that sometimes God chooses to let you have things your own way so that you can get back to him, you know, and trust him wholehearted. So if there is you, yeah, make sure you know when you get to a point in life where things are all messed up and yeah, you're filled with pain, regrets, yeah, of the past decisions you made. God can actually restore and make you whole. He can make a way. So examine your life, make sure that you sort out those stuff, and yeah, faith, have faith, because there's power in faith, you know. There's a power in faith, and that power in faith, man, even Romans chapter 9 verse 30 to 33 actually speaks about it. It mentions it, and it actually speaks about the power of faith. But now I'm not gonna read it now. I want you to think about what I just said, you know, this whole session. I want you to think about it, and then I want you to actually be at a position where you're already making a decision. So we're gonna go for a short break, and then when we come back, we're gonna kill it with the last session, and then we're gonna close. Yes.
I'm in awe of what you did when you saved me. Every flaw and every sin you forgave me. You clean me up, wrapped in your love and you heal me up. Hook to your heart and you reel me up. Give me faith and you seal me up. So take these hands, I'm holding on for you. I know I can stand you, I know that's so true. So well, but now I know I can never live without your love. All that you've given is enough. So I step back, gotta refocus. Look down at the blessings I'm holding. I'm gonna rest cause I know it. But I'ma need you to take these hands out. I'm holding on for you. I know I can stand rooted down and I'm so true. You give me, I gotta go fly with the setbacks. They hit me, can't do this myself. If I did, I'd be tripping. I'm lifting my head cause I know that you're with me. I know now, you never let me go now. Even if I should pull now, know you can take control now. We'll be right back.
for you that you were too far gone, that there was nothing wrong, that you were on your own. So just leave you alone. But every time I'm seeing you, a little piece of you is gone, let's get coming off your tongue, that you were on your own. So just leave you alone. Every curse, every lie, every drink, every vice is killing me, cause it's killing it for me. I almost got drunk into save you till I realized that I can't do it. And you hurt yourself out of time. Get a girl that'll save you from yourself.
So getting into the last session, I know I closed off the previous one with the first, basically, Romans chapter 9, verse 30 to 33. So this is what it says. So we say that the Gentiles who were not trying to put themselves right with God were right with him through faith. I told you, faith has power. See right there, it's speaking about faith. Verse 32. While God's people who were seeking a law that would put them right with God and did not find it. And why not? Because they did not depend on faith, but on what they did. And so they stumbled over the stumbling stone that the scripture speaks of. Look, I have placed in Zion a stone that will make people stumble, a rock that will make them fall. But whoever believes in him will not be disappointed. Jesus is actually a stumbling stone. He's the rock that has been placed there. So if you're trying to get right with your works, guess what's going to happen? You're going to fall. So you got to be in a position where you have faith and trust him. Yep, trust him. So to those who don't know about God, consider this as an invitation. It says those who believe in him will not be disappointed. So to those who don't know about God, consider this as an invitation from him. He wants you to spend eternity with him forever in heaven. But he is asking you to give up everything that you know about how to live life. So, come on, man. Why wouldn't you want to end up in heaven with Christ? Yeah? Think about it. He wants you to actually learn from him how to live life according to his standard. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. If you can find the courage to actually trust in him completely, I'm telling you, he will provide the strength that you need to make the right decisions. So that you can get closer to him. I know sometimes we're like, I don't have strength. I don't have strength. I need strength. Yep. For some people, in order for you to get closer to him, you have to let go of crowds that you spend a whole lifetime with. Yep. That is scary, eh? When I was in high school, that was me. For others, guess what happens? They have to actually get rid of a hobby that they love. You know, stuff that you love doing as a hobby. Sometimes you need to get rid of it so that you can get close to him. While you got other people that need to get rid of sports that they spent their whole lifetime to get to the top, or a skill that they learned, you know. And to them, that is actually the most valuable part of their life. But now you got other people that got this one, yo. This one is actually, yeah, this is too deep, eh? You got other people that need to get rid of a relationship that became a priority over God. Yep. Right there. Relationship is a priority over God. And in order for you to actually get closer to God, you need to get rid of it. Now, there is, yo, that one, that's challenging stuff, yo. It's actually challenging stuff. But now something that's interesting is we all got our own different obstacles, you know. Yep, different obstacles. And in life, you know, you get those disappointments of decisions that you make. But now something that I can say is the worst decision that you can ever make is an eternal decision that's gonna affect your eternity, because now that's gonna be a disappointment which is going into your eternity. So it's an it's an eternal disappointment. Now, I don't want to be in a position where I'm living with a disappointment, not disappointment, but disappointment. Nah, okay, just rewind everything and then, yeah, forget about everything that I just said, you know, yeah, in your brain. So delete everything that I just said and then let's carry on to it. So don't be in a position where you're actually disappointed, you know, because of the decision that you made. Now, not just disappointed, but disappointed for eternity. Now, when you're burning in the lake of fire, it's going to be you disappointed with pain. Now, my question to you is, are you saved? If you're saved, that's awesome. Keep on making sure that you stick to the Lord and hold on to him. But if you're not saved, get to him. Get to him. Now, that's why it's a warning and an invitation. So you gotta be in a position where you think, okay, what am I gonna do? Okay, I am saved, so keep on going forward. I am not saved, get to God. Because a lot of people, they actually don't get to God for this specific reason. I'm gonna read Isaiah 56 verse 10. It says, for the leaders of my people, the Lord's watchmen, his shepherds, are blind and ignorant. They are like silent watchdogs that give no warning when danger comes. They love to lie around and sleep and dream. Yep, that's a lot of people's lives. They know, but no warning. Yep, when they see these things coming, they're like, ah, stuff you, I'm going my own direction. Nah, God actually wants you to get to him. So guys, yeah, make sure you take this, you apply it into your life, and you actually change. So, yeah, I'm going to leave you guys with this and give you guys the awesome places where you can catch us. Yes, platforms. So don't forget to get us on www.activefm.co.za. That's our website. Yeah. And then Instagram, ActiveFM 777, basically at ActiveFM 777. Twitter is at ActiveFM, and then Facebook is / ActiveFM 777. And Ayono FM, you can get us on the ActiveFM channels where you find the podcasts. And guys, just a special for you guys, I actually opened Instagram What's the Topic account. So on Instagram, for What's the Topic, you can get the Instagram page on What's the Topic 777. So I'm gonna see you guys next week, same time, same place. Peace out and God bless.